I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. The everlasting is for His own. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask Him, He will deliver, make up my troubles quickly and end. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a prayer just fountain, free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river, near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There, the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, in the cross, see my glory. carry you through. Shun evil, compassion, bad language, disdain. God's name hold in reverence, nor take it in vain. Be thoughtful and earnest, kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus, my Savior will carry you through. All you do is ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. Oh, He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Hallelujah. Turn it over to our greeter. Greeter, the floor is yours. Is our greeter on this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Miss Laura, the floor is yours.
Somehow I got disconnected. Well, praise the Lord. We thank you so much for blessing us with those hymns this morning. I mean, we took us back. We have to just ask the Savior to help us. And I just thank God that we can sell it all to Jesus. He works it out. Well, good morning. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa. And again, thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for ushering us in worship this morning. Glory be to God. If you haven't done so already, will you please state your name from where you're calling?
Good morning. Yes, love lifted me this morning. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. This is Nancy Gray from Clinton, Maryland.
Good morning, Nancy, my sister. God bless you. So good to hear you on the call this morning. Yes, yes, yes. I'm telling you, she took us back a while, and I just love it. Not only does she take us back to the old hymns, but she even gives us history. So praise the Lord. Well, this is Minister Will here in Tampa, and I greet you on the 33rd day of our fast. And we're going to call this day I Must Tell Jesus Thursday. So will you please state your name from where you're calling?
Good morning, Jeanette Cox from Dover, Delaware. Good morning, everyone. Have a blessed day.
Good morning, my sister. God bless you, and so good to hear your voice this morning. If there's anyone else on the line who would like to share their name and what they're calling, this is your time to do that now.
Good morning, good morning. Eleanor Blackwell, Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, my home girl, my press partner, my accountability partner. God bless you. So good to hear your voice this morning.
Thank you, thank you.
And if you haven't done, you're welcome. If you haven't done so already, will you please state your name from where you're calling?
Good morning.
Praise God. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Rosalind Peters from Bowie, Maryland. And
good morning, my sister Rosalind. So good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, we got taken back. I'm telling you, if you missed the singing this morning with Dr. Vanessa blessing us, you will just have to go back and hear that, because I'm telling you, asked the Savior to love lifted me, and oh my God, and I must tell, well, praise God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Father, we thank you so much for getting us up this morning with breath, oh God. We didn't need the alarm clock to get us up. We may have used it, but that wasn't what was necessary, because it was you, O Lord, who was breathing through our lungs and who got us up this morning. Father, we thank you so much for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Casson, the originators of this call. Lord, we thank you for working through them and in them, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. We thank you for each and every guest who has joined us this morning. First-time guests, we welcome them back again. Now, God, we thank you so much for ordering our footsteps, for being that lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And, Father, I pray that you pour down tsunami blessings on Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Dr. Vanessa, the Diaz de Leon family, Father, and that you just bless indeed Mother Josie, Mother Oliver, and Mother Blackwell. Now, Lord, we bring the speaker before you. We thank you for the word. We know it's a rich word that's going to go forth. We bind any interferences from Satan on this call, whether it be on our minds trying to distract us or the technology. Lord, because this call is going to go forth with clarity, and we're going to receive what you have for us so that we can go out and be a blessing. And, yes, we will tell you about our joys. We will tell you about our sorrows, because you are the only one who can do it, only Jesus and Jesus alone. We give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, go, and I just know you're going to be blessed by the word. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I love me some you. Host, are you there?
I am here. Minister Willa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning on this wonderful Thursday morning, our day 33 of our fast, and I'm telling you, God is doing awesome and amazing things. Thank you so much for, I just can hear the joy of the Lord in your voice this morning, and we give God glory for you. And oh, my, Dr. V, yes, in the cross, I'm telling you, when I started hearing that, I'm going, okay, she's getting ready to take us there. And love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. And you know then that he will carry you through. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you this morning as you brought us before the presence of the Lord. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Willa, say welcome to the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunication sanctuary. And listen, let me share just a little bit about what this call is all about. And it started back, October? Yes, October 2010. We're getting ready to go into 10 years, and we're so excited about it. And we're so thankful that our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, said yes to the Master. So with that, they stood on the word of God, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a website you can go to 24/7. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And as Minister Willa so graciously shared with us, you'll see the directives of our fast, and you'll see that today we're standing on Psalms 118. And yes, what the Lord is doing is marvelous in our eyes. So go there and check it out. You'll be amazed at what God is doing with this ministry. Now, you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry as a greeter, a host, or you might want to share a word, and you might even want to give a song, you know, be a praise worshiper. You can do so by sending your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. You can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. But not only that, on Fridays we have the door open where you can verbally give your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And I forgot to mention on our website, you'll see that our theme for the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, what got us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life. We started off as Artist International, which was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon, and the family are doing great and wonderful things where we are providing the best health and wellness products that you can find around the world. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. Now, today is Testimonial Thursday, so guess what? You can listen to some great and dynamic testimonies that will be held on the New Morning Motivational Call right after this call, where the host will be manager Deborah Smith, and you want to go there and hear these phenomenal testimonies. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. And then if you need a bypass number, just in case your provider wants to charge, the number you dial first is 716-293-9707. Now, I'm getting out of the way because we have a dynamic message, and I know it. We feel it in our bones. We feel it in our spirit, and we are so excited about what God is doing. We have had some phenomenal messages this week, and we are going higher. I'm going to introduce to you this woman of God who was born in the wonderful city of Cincinnati, Ohio. She's married to a great man of God, Mark Lee, and she is a mother of three wonderful children as well as a grandmother. She is a woman of God who stands on God's word, is led by the Spirit of God, has surrendered her life to him since she was 24, and she serves as an intercessor. Oh, yes. You want to get a prayer through? Get with this woman of God. She definitely will get a prayer through. She is a deaconess. She is a mission, a lady who's on God's mission. She is a woman who stands with her husband and shares with couples and strengthen couples through prayer, exhortation, and sharing God's word. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own Minister Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio. Are you there, Minister Keisha?
Yes, I am here. Minister Brenda, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you. God bless you, too, and thank you for those kind words, and just thank you for all that you do, and you also can get a prayer through, and I thank you for your prayers that you have prayed over me, just calling me out of the blue and just praying over me, so I appreciate you in every way. Thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting this morning. It's such a spirit of a sweet peace, just a sweet spirit on the line today, and thank you, Dr. Pastor Vanessa. It started with you, just the sweet melody, Lord, that you gave on today and just set in the atmosphere. And it's definitely a sweet, sweet spirit of the Spirit of God and in this place on today. Thank you, Dr. PK. Thank you both for just, you know, this platform and just, you know, just pushing us through and you know, it's just a privilege and an opportunity just to tell of the goodness of the Lord. So I appreciate you all and just say good morning to each and every one on the call today. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here on today. We all on this call, we say good morning to you. For this is the day, Lord, that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Once again, Father, we count it a privilege and an honor to gather here on the Master's Call. We give you the glory and the honor that's due your great name. Thank you for your son's name that we find faithful, that name that's a very present help in a time of need, that name that's a strong tower where the righteous can run in and be saved. Mighty God, we thank you for exalting him and giving him a name that's above every name, that at that name, Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of you, O God, our Father, we come together as one in unity this morning, exalting you, being our great God. Be high and be lifted. Be magnified, be glorified, and be blessed. Be moved and be pleased, and be loved by us, Father. We thank you now, mighty God. Release your anointing and your glory around, in, and through us right now in the precious name of Jesus. I just want to come to you this morning, just a word that kind of hit my spirit even on Sunday in intercessory prayer. And the word was, let the rebuilding begin and the reconstruction take place. My foundational scripture today is Hebrews 3 and 4. But every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. Glory be to God. Everything that was built was by our Creator. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He created man and female. We serve a majestic, intelligent God that does all things well. The Word of God tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. His intelligence is so beyond what we can ever imagine. How he created our bodies, our mind, our soul, and our spirit. We have systems within, a skeletal, respiratory, circulatory, immune, endocrine, digestive, excretory, muscular, and reproductive that works in harmony with one another, and that gives us life. He built us this way. He built us to be victorious. He built us to worship him in spirit and in truth. I can't help to think about the slogan at work for cars and trucks, and it's built for tough. I got a few T-shirts that say I'm built for tough. But I can remember 20 years ago when I first hired in, someone asked me, do you know what that stands for? And I didn't know. And it said, and they said, found on road dead. And I said, oh, Lord, am I in the right place? And I know that it was a joke. I know that was something that they just made up. But truthfully, earthly things and material things are temporal. But our God has promised us eternal life according to 1 John 2 and 25. And this is a promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. So my decree is I'm built God tough, and I'm standing on the promises of God. How about God outlives death? Hallelujah. When you think about how a house is built by builders, the first thing they have to do is lay a foundation, a proper foundation, a strong foundation, a foundation that hopefully is built to last. My mom is a realtor, and I remember a few years back she was telling me a story on how she was showing a home to a potential buyer, and as they were standing in the back of the house in a room, she said they were leaning, and as they looked at the room was leaning. So she asked someone, why are we leaning? And they told her because the house was built on a fault line. And over the years, tremors and small earthquakes and, you know, different just destructions have, you know, messed with this fault line, and it made this happen. So it caused the house to settle at a lean. And she asked, well, what do you do when this happens? And they told her, you have to call a structural engineer, a specialist, an expert, the one who knows what to do in this case to be able to fix it or not to fix it because of the great damage that's done to it. But how many on this line know this morning, know that you know that we have a structural engineer that they couldn't find no fault in him, that is the chief cornerstone that the builders rejected, that went to Calvary, laid down his life, went to hell, took the keys to my house and your house, rose up on the third day with all power in his hand. He's alive and he's well. He's sitting on the right hand of our God, and the Father paid, allowed him to pay the ultimate price for our sins, for our foundation, for our structural well-being. Jesus said to Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. We surely have a sure foundation in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He said he would give us the keys to the kingdom of heaven to bind and loose some things here on earth and in heaven. That's taking authority over some things. And I take the time to thank him now for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost that lives in me and lives in you. Yes, we do house the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20 says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which ye are God's. He created and built us for this. It's a privilege and it's an honor for the Holy Spirit to live within us. Why? Because the Word of God says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. It also says in 1 John 2:27, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointed teacheth you all things, and is the truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. As I talked about a little earlier about the fault line, which is a break or a fracture in the ground that moves and shifts something when massive destruction take place, it makes me think of the enemy. It makes me think that he tries to shake us off our foundation by using past failures and rejection and anger and bitterness and low self-esteem, feeling unloved. These issues can become roadblocks in our path. Then we begin to zoom in on them, and they become to look like mountains to us, too high to get over and too wide to get around. Then there's sin in our life, pain, fear, debt, lack of trust, lack of faith. And whether it be our own life or someone else going through that we need to witness to, let the rebuilding begin and the reconstruction take place. The Bible says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. And when my heart gets overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When facing mountain highs and valley lows, in both these places, God says, I'm God and I change not. Your situation may have shifted, but our God is not a shifty God. The hills melt like wax at the presence of our Lord. If you have faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, itty-bitty faith is all that you need. You can speak to a mountain and tell it to be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And when that's moved out your way, then your faith will grow. The Lord said he will perfect those things that concerns us. He's a mighty, mighty good God that sees about us and perfect those things concerning us. But we have to surrender our whole life over to him. John 3:3 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So when you witnessing or when you going through or you know someone that's going through, let them know that they have to surrender their whole life and allow Jesus to be their foundation. Sometimes we have to help build someone else up who's broken and bent. We have to let them know that Jesus is the only true foundation that will stand the test of time. Everything else is sinking sand. 1 Corinthians 3:11 tells us, for other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. There's no other foundation. Everything else will fail. So we have to build. We have to know that we know and build on that Jesus Christ, that foundation. Thank you that he's the rock of ages. He's a rock in a weary land. We thank you that when the storms of life come, when we standing on that sure foundation of Jesus Christ, that we're built to last. We have to live a life of obedience unto our God according to Isaiah 1:19. We have to live in faith according to Hebrews 11:6. We have to walk in wisdom according to Proverbs 4:7. We have to seek his revelation. And how do we seek his revelation? We have to be in relationship with him. Psalms 119:130. Then we have to move in authority with the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of this house, this temple. He gives us the authority to conquer. He said, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I thank him for that. Luke 10:19 shows us how we to move in authority. So let the rebuilding begin and the reconstruction take place in your life or someone else's life. God bless you. Host, are you there?
Well, let the church say amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Let the building begin and the reconstruction take forth, go forth. I guess I got that right. You got me on fire over here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, thank you so much, Minister Keisha. It's just awesome when someone preaches about how Jesus has come and snatched the keys from the enemy, glory to God, and rose up on the third day morning with all power. That will take us through each and every time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, I'm on fire this morning. Thank you so much. Oh, glory to God. TMC family, I know you want to hear this message again. Jesus is the sure foundation. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We honor you and we praise you, O God, because you are our sure foundation. Lord God, there's none like you. We thank you, Father, for being the majestic one, the awesome one, the everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. You're El Shaddai all by yourself, and we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for the anointing that you have placed on this woman of God, Father, to share with us that we're standing on a sure foundation, to let us know that we can continue to build, knowing that our trust is in you. Thank you, Father God, as she poured into us, Lord God. We ask that you pour back virtues of blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings on this woman of God and her family, her loved ones, all that concerns her, Lord God. We thank you for blessing her going out and her coming in. We thank you, Father God, for continue to anoint her as she goes forth, Lord, to do your will and your call. We thank you, Father God, for the many blessings that you're pouring upon our very own Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you, Father, for keeping them in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. We thank you, Father God, for the men and women of God that are on this call, Lord God, that you'll continue to flow in their hearts and in their minds, Father God, as they stand on the sure foundation. That sure foundation is none other than the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ himself. We thank you, Father God, that the Spirit of truth will lead us and guide us into all truth, and we will know, Father, that the truth has made us free. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing for those that are concerning these women and men and women of God on this call, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, as their thoughts may be on different situations or concerns, Lord God, we're lifting them up to you, and we're saying thank you, Father God, for taking care of every situation. We know, Father, that you are the great healer. You are Jehovah, our Rapha, our God who heals. And we glorify you, Father, for healing every person, Father God, that's on our hearts and our minds this morning. You know who they are, Lord God, and we thank you for doing it. It's done not by might nor by power, but it's by your precious Holy Spirit. We glorify you, Father God, that you will continue to bless Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Father God. We call her healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for Harold, for healing him, Jerry, Bart, Duncan, Sandy, Trent, Maria, baby Taryn, Jeanette, Sasha, Sir John, Dorothy, Rosalind's mom, Rita, Jackie, Marcia, Kay, Dwight, Mother Josie, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Aunt Lena, Eddie, John, Devola, Roger, Coney, and Willa. We call them all healed, Lord God. We thank you for restoring even Keisha, Lord God, that you restored her body, Father. We thank you for what you're doing, not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, that you told us that that we can call on you and you will answer and then show us great and mighty things we didn't know. So we're lifting up, Father God, the bereaved families before you, and we're thanking you, Father, for touching and comforting everyone, Father, who may be grieving this morning. Lord God, you know who they are. We thank you, Father, for putting your arms around them, the Crutchfield family, Wanda Walker and her family, Lord God, especially her mother, Sarah. We ask you, Father, that you strengthen her. You keep her in perfect peace as her mind continues to look to you, O God. We thank you for D. Lee and the Garrett and the Moore family. We thank you, Father, for Shirley James and the Bell family. We thank you for the Anderson family. We glorify you, Father, for the Bryan families and the families of those in that helicopter crash. Father, continue to strengthen and heal, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Miss Minister Cannaway and her family, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives. We glorify you, Father, for touching the Spencer family, Lord God, a pastor and whose wife fell dead in church. Lord God, we ask that you continue to strengthen them. We thank you for for all those, Lord God, that are on our hearts and our minds. As I said before, Father, you know who they are, and we glorify you, Father, for doing it. It's in the precious name of Jesus we say thank you. Thank you for the Artist Life family. Thank you for keeping us all together in unity. Thank you, Father God, that we continue to have the wonderful products to share with others. Thank you, Father God, for blessing those that are working in the offices and in the warehouses and all those that are working diligently, Father God, to keep this company abreast, Lord God. We thank you for everything that you're doing, not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. We give your name glory. We give your name praise, and it is all done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Powerful, powerful message. The replay is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Hallelujah. The new morning motivational call is held right after this call, where we'll have testimonial Thursday with the host being manager, Deborah Smith, a wonderful woman of God. And I know she's going to have somebody to give an awesome testimony. Get on that call. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Dr. V, you started this. You started with praise and worship, honoring our Father this morning, reminding us that love lifted us and that all we have to do is know that Jesus will carry us through. Thank you so much for ushering us before the presence of the Lord. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. You always come before him with your heart filled with praise, and we give God glory for you. Again, Minister Keisha, thank you for being the blessing that you are and for what you have done, allowing God to use you to give us that powerful message this morning. Would you please come back and close us with the benediction?
Praise God, praise God. Thank you for that awesome prayer, Minister Brenda. And I meant to, before I started, to give a shout-out to Minister Songberg. Tiffany, thank you so much. Love you. And thank you for your space on today. Isaiah 40, 28 and 31, it says, "Has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the God of the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one of you. God bless you, and I pray that you got something out of the lesson today. Have an awesome day.